frightened.
Who are you? Are you a ghost or a living being?
I was a living being once. I lived in Rome during the time of the Emperor Augustus. I was a poet, and I wrote the story of how Aeneas fled from burning Troy and founded the city of Rome.
Then you are Virgil?
Yes, I was Virgil.
Everything I've learnt, I've learnt from the study of your wonderful epic. All I know about poetry and language comes from you. You are my poetic master.
If I were not a spirit now, I could be embarrassed by your praise.
Oh, master, please help me. I am completely lost. Is there any way out of this horrible place?
Yes, there is. But you will have to accept me as your guide.
Willingly. Willingly.
I warn you that the journey we must take will not be an easy one. Through hell, purgatory, and paradise. No living person has ever made such a journey.
So why have I been chosen?
Let us talk as we go. Unless, of course, you wish to linger here in this wood.
No, of course not. Please, poet, lead on.
I'm older now. Many years older. And by comparison, I do feel more at peace with myself. But those years have left their scars. In 1300, I was a man in a position of power in Florence, respected and trusted. By the next year, I was in exile. Even now, some 20 years later, I still do not know if I will ever return to my hometown.
You don't mind if I call you master? Believe me, it's not idle flattery. Your work means so much to me.
Then master I shall be. I am honored.
But I can't quite believe this is happening. I'm not a hero like your Aeneas or like St. Paul, who braved everything to spread Christ's word. I fear I'm going to be a great disappointment to you.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm so unworthy. I don't understand why I've been chosen.
Then allow me to explain further. I am here at the command of a lady now dead, who once you knew.
Beatrice!
She is the fair and blessed lady who asked me to accompany you. She looked down from above and became concerned for your spiritual well-being.
Beatrice. I loved her from afar and never spoke to her. She died when she was only 24, but I loved her with a passion I've never felt for anyone else.
She wants to help you transform that love into something higher and more profound.
I need that help. All the physical and mental certainties of my life have been taken away.
That is what she understands, and that is why I have been sent to you. So will you follow where I lead?
To the gates of hell. Master.
Dinanzi a me non fuor cose create, se non eterne, e io eterno duro. Lasciate ogni speranza, voi che entrate.
Nothing was created before me except eternal things, and I am also eternal. Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
Above the gate. They terrify me.
You are come to a place of grief and regret. Here, take my hand.
But
come. We are on our way into the depths of hell. Come. Don't be frightened.
Suddenly, strange tongues, horrible outcries, words of pain and anger, a tumult of noise like a never-ending sandstorm.
Master. What is this noise? Who are these people?
They are the nothing people. They were too apathetic to do either good or evil on earth, so they threw their lives away.